Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Zen Garden, a guided sleep meditation to help you manage worries and stress in your life. This meditation will help you relax, therefore never listen to this guided meditation while driving or doing anything that requires your attention. Also, make sure that you're in a place where you can enjoy a wonderful, peaceful sleep as you listen to this soothing meditation. We all have worries and concerns from time to time in our lives. Sometimes, these concerns demand our focus and attention to a point where they become a real distraction and a real source of stress. This guided meditation will help you relax and channel your worries into the Worry Buddha, who will look after them for a while, allowing you to relax and de-stress. How heavy is a cup of tea? The answer is that it depends on how you hold it and how long you hold it. Even the lightest cup of tea can become difficult to hold after a long period of time. But if you set the cup down occasionally, even just for a few moments, your muscles get a chance to recharge and rejuvenate, so that when you pick up that cup of tea again, it will seem much lighter and easier to carry. The Worry Buddha is a carved wooden image of a Buddha figure that is sitting bent over with their legs crossed and their face buried in their hands. Most of these figures are about 4 inches or so in diameter, which makes them perfect for holding in your hands. So when you're ready to begin to relax and take a break from your worries and concerns, allow your eyes to close at their own time and pace. Now, focus for a moment on the way your body is being supported right now. And as you breathe in and out, you may also notice any movement of your body. As you take each breath, notice how your chest expands and contracts with each and every inhalation and exhalation. Now, begin to slow your breathing down just a little bit by taking longer, deeper breaths as you feel your chest expand as you breathe in, and notice how you sink down when you exhale, allowing all the muscles in your body to begin to relax. That's right. And in a moment, I'm wondering if you can use your imagination to visualize, pretend, or just become aware at some level for a moment that you are sitting on a bench in a beautiful park somewhere. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And it's a beautiful, warm summer's day. In front of you is a beautiful, big Zen garden. And this Zen garden is filled with sand that has been raked into various shapes and patterns. And as you imagine what these shapes and patterns of sand look like, you may also become aware in a moment that in the middle of this Zen garden is a stone platform. And on that platform rests a single, small, wooden Worry Buddha. This small wood figure is carved out of mahogany, and it sits right in the middle of this Zen garden, atop the stone platform. In other areas of the garden are a variety of stone carvings, some of which feature bamboo fountains and structures too. There are also several smaller, lighter stone figures that can easily be moved and repositioned as you wish. And just over there are about 10 larger rocks that can be stacked by the patient visitor as well. 4 of these stones have been stacked one on top of the other at a variety of angles, so they could balance one on top of the other. And as you take all this in, you may also become aware in a moment of the warmth that you feel on your body from the warm sunshine. As you listen to the sound of the pan flute music and begin to relax a little bit more. That's right. Just allow the warmth of that sunshine on your face to flow through all the muscles in your face. Allowing every muscle in your forehead, eyes, cheeks, and jaw to relax. All those muscles relaxing more and more with each breath you take, and each chirp of the songbirds that are high in the trees around you. And as you continue to observe the Zen garden, you stand up from the bench and walk over to a small sign beside the garden. A sand rake leans against the sign, which reads, "Welcome to the Zen Garden. This place has been created to help people like you relax and unwind, to find your balance once again and let go of the stress that was built up within you." And as you observe the garden, you'll notice patterns and shapes raked into the sand by the previous visitor, as they spent considerable time here, arranging the small statues, stacking rocks, and raking the sand just the way they wanted it. Now it's your turn to relax completely by spending some time in the garden. So when you're ready, make sure there's nothing on your feet and step into the sand and begin to relax much, much more. Feel the warm sand on your feet as you walk to the center of the Zen garden and look at the small wooden Worry Buddha on the stone platform. You pick the small wooden figure up and hold on to it with your hands for a moment. And for some strange reason, you begin to imagine all your worries, challenges, and stresses flowing from wherever they reside inside you, flowing towards your shoulders and making their way down your arms, flowing to your wrists and through your hands into the Worry Buddha. It's almost as if the Worry Buddha is a powerful magnet that draws these things out of you in some way. And somehow, you know that this is only temporary, but that the Worry Buddha will hold on to these worries, challenges, and stresses, freeing you from them for a while you're here in the Zen garden. So you continue to hold on to the Worry Buddha a while longer, until everything that needs to flow to it is done. And now, that process is completing or has completed. And you set the Worry Buddha back down on the stone platform. And you turn your attention to the sand, the statues, and the stacking rocks. You walk over to where the rake is sitting and pick it up and immediately begin to rake where you have made footprints in the sand. Raking the sand in whatever patterns and shapes you would like to see there. Take all the time you need to rake the Zen garden just the way you want it. Perhaps rearranging the small stone statues, and even taking some time to restack some of those larger rocks in a way that makes you feel good. This time in the Zen garden is yours to enjoy. So continue to feel the warmth on your feet from the sand and relax deeply as you arrange the garden just the way you want it to be. Arranging the Zen garden just the way you want is so relaxing. But it's also a very powerful experience too. And you may not have realized yet that everything that flowed from you into that worry Buddha has been not only kept safe for you, but has also been made lighter and less intense. Every image in your mind that you had regarding those problems and challenges has been reduced in size, as if you're looking at them from a great distance. And the colors of all those images have been made less intense as well. The sharpness of the images has been reduced too, making them much, much easier to look at, less intense. All the sounds that are part of those problems and challenges have been modified by the worry Buddha too. The sounds now come from a different direction. They are softer and much less intense. And any voices or people speaking has been changed as well to an amusing voice. Because when people talk in a funny way, they have much, much less emotional impact. Now, those voices almost seem comical in some way, and the volume is much, much lower too, so that you can hear the parts that you need to hear in a way that gives you a new perspective. And any feelings that those problems and challenges created within you, they've been changed too. Feelings that spun in one direction now spin in another. Heavy feelings have been made much lighter, and the density of all those feelings has been made airy and light too. Everything you can see, hear, and feel about those challenges and problems has been reduced, modified, and made much, much easier to carry within. So now, you walk back over to the worry Buddha, carrying the rake with you. You pick up the small wooden Buddha and notice how all those modified problems and challenges flow from the Buddha back into you. Through your arms and shoulders, back to where they were stored before. With all the changes and modifications that the worry Buddha has made for you. Everything is lighter, less intense, and easier to manage. And once everything has flowed back to where it began, you set the Worry Buddha back down in its resting spot, and you walk to the edge of the Zen garden, raking the sand behind you to erase your footprints. You set the rake back down where you got it, and you go back to the bench, where you sit and observe your work. Notice where everything in the Zen garden is placed now. Notice the patterns and shapes in the sand, the stacked rocks, and notice how good you feel as you just sit there for a little while. With the warmth of the sunshine still shining down upon your face, you close your eyes and begin to relax much, much more as you continue to listen to all the sounds around you. And in a moment, it will be time to drift off to sleep, if you haven't already. And you know that in the morning, you'll awaken revitalized and recharged, ready to enjoy your day. So continue to enjoy this place as you relax more and more deeply, and sleep now. Sleep now. Sleep now.
Thank you.